This is the Civic Roundup for July 12, 2023, with Mark West reporting on the regular meeting of the Asheville City Council's Planning and Economic Development Committee. HVAC problems at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium and the question of renovations versus repairs at the aging facility were discussed at the Planning and Economic Development Committee on July 10 in the wake of a scathing report in the Asheville Watchdog and reports that the Asheville Symphony would be leaving until repairs were completed and that no new contracts for shows at the facility would be accepted. The Symphony shared a letter Friday, June 23, saying that system issue affects the ability to heat or cool the house of the auditorium. The letter states it will take at least 9 months to get back online due to delays with getting repair parts. John Boyle, in a July 3 editorial in The Watchdog, called the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium a slow-motion train wreck, citing water damage to the ceiling of the facility, peeling plaster, and a malfunctioning air conditioning system that left the building humidity and temperature at untenable levels. The new municipal auditorium was built following the Great Depression with the support of the local public and the Federal Public Works Administration. Described as a city auditorium in which to accommodate musical concerts, and opened in 1940. In July 1968, the Asheville City Council approved a civic center plan which would add an exhibition center, meeting space, and an arena to Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. As downtown was declining due to suburban development and malls, the complex was intended to help downtown businesses. The facility housed the 1984-1995 Southern Conference men's basketball tournament. The age and the condition of the facility helped lead to the Southern Conference's departure. Debate has been going on for years about what to do with regard to the facility. Many of the complaints listed by Boyle, including the odors in the lobby, where long lines for restrooms conflicted with lines for the concession stand. In 2003, the Mountain Express carried a long article about the debate about what to do about the Civic Center complex. Now, 2 decades later, the ultimate path for the Civic Center remains unclear. Renovation of the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium has been considered since 1982, renovations which would totally transform the building. Such renovations would come with a hefty price tag, $100 million. Designs for those changes were unveiled in 2020, but there has been no progress, with COVID given as the reason. Chris Coral, manager of the facility, described the 2020 plan as bringing about a brand new facility. He expected that other shows that typically skip Asheville because of the Thomas Wolfe's limitations would come once the renovations are complete, including Broadway shows. The lobby, concessions, and the number of bathrooms at the auditorium would triple under the renovations, and the load-in door at the auditorium would also be extensively modified after years of complaints from artists. As for Asheville Symphony Orchestra shows, Coral says the changes would put audiences closer to the performers, while expanding the stage to allow for 100 musicians and up to a 160-member chorus. In this week's meeting, Donna Bailey described the facility as being in an emergency situation.
So I think this is, you know, I think we're in an emergency situation. It's getting worse. It's snowballing. The snowball effect on our on the building, on the facilities, on our community. And there's nothing you can fix quickly. This isn't like, okay, you know, but put a bunch of contractors in there and we're good after a week. This is months of repair work that has basically been ignored for months, if not years, that needs to be addressed if you want a civic center.
Coral said that it would take between 6 and 9 months to make essential repairs due to the status of the attic of the theater.
I did skip the timeline accidentally on that earlier question. So our timeline's looking like 6 to 9 months for repair for the Thomas Wolfe, mostly because we're running into parts issues. Our timeline just to get the materials is 6 months. And Donna spoke to it briefly, but we can't get contractors up in the attic, even if we had parts tomorrow, because none of the regional vendors that can work on this are willing to work in the attic until we get the attic up to OSHA standards. But it's not because it is so old. It's been grandfathered in. So it's not like we're like being negligent in the standards of the attic. It's just that no work has been done there since the 70s. So it's at 70s standards and they need us to upgrade that first. The fund balance question, we have about $2.5 million in our fund balance. Our requirement, because we're enterprise, is 16%. So that's the available over 16%, to my understanding. But that was not our $2 million match from the other project. That was just our general capital budget allocations from the Harris naming rights money and savings that we've had over the last few years. As far as how council could help, I think really it's the first question is, are we in repair and get reopened mode, or is this a catalyst to move to the bigger renovation that's been talked about off and on for decades? And if it's repair and move on, we'll eventually need to go to council to request approval to use some of that fund balance money to make the repairs. If it's move to a bigger renovation and like do the project that's been talked about, then I think it's some direction from council and some willingness publicly to state like, yeah, this is a direction we want to go in, so that we as staff can go out to other entities and have the conversations on fundraising and see how a financial model could work somewhat like we did with the baseball stadium. So I think it's a little bit of like, what do we want? And then financial analysis. Yeah, we've run a bunch of different numbers. It feels like we need to repair as soon as we can to get back open, even if we do the renovation, just because if we decided today to do a big renovation, it's 4 years before that renovation is going to happen, right? So we'd still want to get reopened and have business happening until that renovation happened. So I think regardless, we want to and need to move forward with a repair. But there's going to be a bigger long-term economic impact with a renovated facility that can do more things. But is that a priority for the city right now? That I don't know. So there's, and we could run various numbers and bring various scenarios for sure.
Coral spoke to the extent of the needed repairs, with Donna Bailey and Sandra Kilgore asking questions.
The loading dock repairs we were going to include in that renovation I just mentioned in the arena, which was a $4 million upgrade, roughly, that we have $2 million from the Harrah's Enterprise account that we were taking to the TDA with the goal of getting that matched to turn into a $4 million project in October. And at that point, we would repair the structural issues in the loading dock, among many other things. But in order to fix the HVAC issues in the Thomas Wolfe, we will have to completely eliminate that arena project in order to fund the Wolfe project. So the Wolfe project, as I mentioned in that memo, it's looking like it's going to cost about $1.5 million to repair the HVAC, which at this point, none of the heating and air conditioning inside the seating chamber works at all. The remaining bits that we did have working as of 3 weeks ago failed at the concert that we tried to host on July 3rd. It got up to 88 degrees in the room, 79% humidity during that show. So we're trending towards canceling or moving all of our shows moving this fall. And just working that out, we'll likely be announcing in the very near future there's no new bookings to be accepted. So we're in a tight spot. And in order to fix that HVAC, we'll have to eliminate this other previously planned project. And our concern on the staff side, which will be in the update that I'm working on, is just that it's becoming a really expensive Band-Aid to get us right back to where we were just a couple months ago. And when is it the catalyst to do something bigger?
So what's the total cost, Chris, when you look at the renovations that you have to do just to get us back where we were?
In the arena, it's about $1.5 million. And in the arena for the loading dock stormwater issues, it's about $125,000. But it's at the cost of not doing that $4 million project as well. So it's snowballs, I guess you could say.
Daniel Krupe, the executive director of the Asheville Symphony, spoke regarding why the symphony was scheduling dates in other venues.
The basic issue for the symphony is that we can't, when the temperature is not regulated in Thomas Wolfe, we really can't facilitate performance because our instruments are acoustic, so they're very sensitive to temperature fluctuations. So performing in an 87 degree hall the instruments would not function the way that they need to, and the artistic quality would be poor, not to mention what the patrons would be experiencing out in the hall with temperature fluctuations either really high or really low. So repairing the HVAC is, of course, like a minimum requirement for moving back into Thomas Wolfe. But the facility is in such dire need of reinvestment. I mean, you can see it when you're in the space, just physically looking at the ceiling or the walls. The backstage area is in dire need of reinvestment as well with the transition, hopefully, of the substation. Once a plan for that is worked out, I think it opens up the possibilities for renovation of that backstage space. I think my biggest concern in thinking about a transition back into Thomas Wolfe is this is kind of like a car with 400,000 miles on it. And right now it was the HVAC that broke, but next is going to be something completely different. And I don't think any of us want to be in this position where we're constantly having to realign our entire season, or Chris having to reposition all of these acts over to the arena or cancel acts outright. It's a huge problem for us, for the symphony. It's an even worse problem for the Civic Center. But most importantly, it's a huge impact on our entire community. I mean, our whole small business community and the restaurant community and the hotel community and small shops downtown rely on events like the symphony or like what Harris Cherokee Center puts on at Thomas Wolfe with its presenting series for revenue. I know from talking to general managers and servers, they rely on symphony performance nights downtown so that they can get people in and out of their establishment in a timely fashion. They count on that revenue. And so without us, we're taking almost a dozen shows out of Thomas Wolfe and putting them in various locations around the community. That is money that we're taking out of the pockets of those folks that really count on it. For those of you that don't know, the Symphony is Asheville's one of our largest performing arts institutions, both in terms of our budget and our employees and our annual impact. We reach about 50,000 people every year, and we're producing events all across Asheville. And while we've been able to successfully move everything in a very short period of time to alternative locations all across town, from the arena to the Wortham Center to Brevard to Salvage Station, this is increasing our artistic cost by about 20%. And we're reducing our revenue potential, our ticket sales potential, also by about 22%, because even with double performances that we have to facilitate now, we can't serve the same number of people in all these hodgepodge venues that we can at Thomas Wolfe. So for the symphony, it's a pretty catastrophic issue this year. We're going to be able to absorb it by eating through about a third of our cash reserves in 1 year, so that we don't have to terminate any musician contracts or terminate any staff, and we can continue producing all the same performances, but we cannot continue to absorb that year over year. So if we're not able to get this figured out, then that threatens our ability to produce concerts at the same level. And so we're impacting fewer people, we're hiring fewer musicians, it puts the financial health of our one of the largest performing arts centers in jeopardy. One of the largest performing arts organizations in Asheville in jeopardy. And like I said before, I mean, the biggest thing maybe is the impact to the whole community, our restaurants, hotels, small business, et cetera. So the symphony really wants to help come to some sort of solution. We don't want to be part of the problem. So, you know, we're willing and interested in helping mobilize a base of people to help rally to the cause of hopefully a renovation. And we're also willing to help fundraise on behalf of that project to get it across the finish line. So we want to be your partners in helping fix the problem.
Donna Bailey said that the Planning and Economic Development Group would need buy-in from the City Council to move forward.
I think the important things that are coming up that have really hit us hard recently is that the loading dock has had structural issues that Chris has been dealing with for the last several months. And they're not only structural, they're safety issues. The HVA system, heat and air in the arena is having problems to the point where they can't be used. And the question is what to do, because, for instance, the Asheville Symphony can't perform on that stage. The stage itself happens to be the ceiling was falling in, so we now have netting over the ceiling so nobody gets hurt. We have water coming through the ceiling. If you haven't been there, the paint is just literally peeling off the walls. And there's the loading the docks stormwater is now failing, which is causing a problem. And the TWA HVAC is failing. And on top of it, even trying to get people to come in and work on the HVAC system is a problem because the attic area isn't OSHA certify. So I'd say these are challenges that are affecting our entire Asheville, Buckham County community. Where it's really affecting all of the people who come to the facility to see the performances. We really have these challenges and need the help of the council to give direction and financial support to repair or perhaps look at other options for the Civic Center. Next slide. There was a significant movement with a final plan on renovating the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, which was quite extensive because of all the problems I just mentioned. And there was significant movement on a long-term plan for maintenance and upgrades to the HVAC. You know, the thing I look at is none of us would let the water come through the roofs of our homes. We wouldn't allow our HVAC to go uncared for and certainly not our sewer system. So I think these are goals that are immediate, not just sometime in the future, because you're going to lose the revenue that we normally generate through ticket sales and for concerts and other activities. Recommendations to the council, inclusion of the TWA Civic Center and other facilities in a future bond referendum. I mean, I think that's nice that we're recommending that, but in the meantime, what are you going to do? Request a more direct guidance and funding towards the comprehensive plan for the renovation of Thomas Wolfe. It's been on the boards for as many years as I've been here, which is 9, and I know it's been on the board prior longer than that. Funding for an audit of the HCCA venue meeting needs, deferred maintenance, risk of failure, structural analysis, existing infrastructure, audiovisual technology. We are way behind on any other facility. Increased capital improvements and allocations for the Civic Center and revise and amend the Civic Center's commission ordinance to include advisory oversight of all facilities within the department. Right now, the Civic Center Commission really doesn't have anything but to talk to each other. And what we're asking for is that we put in our bylaws that we have oversight so that we can make recommendations to council.
And Ben Woody proposed that the staff do a plan regarding options regarding renovation and restoration plans regarding the facility.
I would suggest, Chairman Kilgore, that we give staff some time to do some of the analysis that you've heard from Chris. He's already started and underway. Let us do some of that, look at some of the options and some of the financial impacts potentially, and maybe bring that back to PED at a future date when we can be a little more prepared from staff's perspective, if that sounds okay with you, Chairman Kilgore.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we can get this added perhaps as a work plan item. And again, we can have a little more structured presentation from Chris and his team on like what potential options could be or what next steps could look like.
This has been the Civic Roundup for July 12th, 2023. Our theme music is by SP.